C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about The Hidden People by Alison Littlewood, published by Joe Fletcher Books in 2016. This week it's all about fairies, murder and changelings in 19th century Yorkshire. It's 1851 at the Great Exhibition at Crystal Palace when Albie Mirrells meets his cousin Lizzie for the very first time. She's pretty but rustic, and he thinks nothing of her until she bursts into song, captivating everyone around her. And Albie declares that her name should be not Lizzie but Linnet. This is the only time that Albie meets his cousin. And one day, many years later, his father shares the terrible news that Lizzie is dead, horribly murdered by her own husband. Filled with a sense of duty, Albie goes to the town of Half Oak to investigate. Half Oak is a sleepy village in the height of summer. The peasants are in the fields, taking in the harvest, and the days are long and sunny. Albie learns Lizzie's husband burnt her over their kitchen hearth, and her husband is claiming his innocence. He claims he didn't kill Lizzie at all, but a changeling that was put in her place, and it was only a matter of time until the fairy folk return his wife to him. And Lizzie's husband is not the only one who blames the fairies. Albie sees his cousin's badly burnt body and takes care of the funeral arrangements, and his own wife Helena appears unannounced from London to assist him. Helena and Albie take up residence in Lizzie's house, the scene of the murder, a house built into Pudding Pie Hill and shunned by the locals as a place of bad luck. Albie becomes more and more obsessed with getting justice for his cousin and finding the truth behind the folk tales. Now, Albie is a pompous and slightly unreliable narrator, and the reader sees the whole world through his eyes, and as his own wife Helena descends into a strangeness of her own. The two of them experience sleepless nights and strange singing on the hill, and a summer that seems to stretch on forever. Albie is riddled with guilt for the cousin he only met once, while neglecting his own wife, who's travelled across the country to stand by his side. Now, The Hidden People is thick with folklore, and the locals truly believe in the existence of the fairy folk and their repercussions. This is set in a time when the modern scientific life of the town is a stark contrast to the rural villages, still hard to reach, and where little has changed since medieval times. I found the folklore particularly interesting, and with a modern viewpoint considering the possible reasons behind the stories of the fairies, and in particular the role of the changeling itself. I was previously only familiar with changelings being children, generally fairies replacing babies, but this book is actually based on a true story of Bridget Cleary, who was killed by her husband and friends for being a changeling in 1895 in Ireland. This book is also written in a true 19th century style, and it could easily be over 200 years old. During the book, Albie and Helena both read Wuthering Heights, and similar themes of wildness and high emotion and curses are woven throughout. The plot has its twists and turns, as Albie and everyone around him is questioned for their sanity. One little criticism that I do have is I personally found the Yorkshire accents, which are written in dialect, a little hard to follow, and this quite slowed down my reading. But the accents did really create a true us and them dichotomy between Albie from the town and the Half Oak locals. So if you like folklore, if you like Yorkshire accents, high gothic style mystery, herbs and secret diaries, I heartily recommend The Hidden People by Alison Littlewood. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me on Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.